Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Am I glad? It's about 64 days. Do I sound like I'm desperate? It's about 64 days now. In fact, it's exactly 64 days till I put on my flip-flops and head up the steps of the plane and go off on my summer holidays. And the whole lot booked since late last year once I realised we could go again. I can't get there fast enough. But it looks as if the cost of flying somewhere, it's going to go up. And it was only a matter of time, because with the price of fuel, oil, gone the way it's gone, it's only a matter of time before aviation fuel shoots up in price, and only a matter of time before that price is reflected in the price of your ticket. Now, Pat Dawson, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Pat, the airlines buy, like, they can buy 12, 18 months in advance, and then they cut a deal on prices. I think they call it hedging. They do that, but the rise in price is going to catch up, isn't it? Good morning. Three, isn't it? Yeah, three. Pat, the rise in price is going to catch up.
Up as such, and certainly in the high season, we know it. Now, for the next number of weeks, the airfares are reasonable as such, but then in June, July and August, I mean, when the school closes, you know, everyone like you gets on their plane and goes in their thousands as such, and Cork is no different than anywhere else. And they have hedged. I mean, Ryanair have hedged certainly at least a year, if not 18 months, and they bought fuel at very, very cheap prices as such. I mean, I think it was as low as $60 or $70 a barrel, which is fantastic. I don't know about the AIG group, which Aer Lingus are involved in as such. I don't know when they have hedged, but I mean, you know, the word on the street is airfares are going up, and airlines will put them up anyway, because they need to get all that money back that they've lost over the last number of years.
Now, for as long as airlines are airlines, the price of going literally the day after the schools break up has always been cheaper than going the day before the schools break up, because the flight just gets dearer overnight miraculously. That's going to get worse.
It is, yeah. And of course, PJ, the problem is then we're not at full capacity like 2019. Like Cork Airport hasn't got back to the figures. I was reading about Shannon this morning as such of the 2019 figures. So we don't have, I mean, we're still, yes, the airport have very, very excellent routes, but they're still back with the capacity in 2019. And one of the main reasons is that Aer Lingus have shifted an aircraft and a half out of Cork. They've done the same out of Shannon. So when you move an aircraft here for a full week, I mean, you're probably, it's costing you maybe 8 or 10 routes. And I know from people ringing us, why isn't this route on? Why isn't that route on? And all that kind of stuff is going on. And that's a problem then. And, you know, supply and demand. If there's great supply, well, then the price are better. If the supply is tight, well, the price goes up.
Yeah, and that's just the way the economy...
That's the way it is, yes, indeed.
Pat, can I just ask you something that I read about in the last while, and I read a bit more deeply into it, and it's not as widespread as it might seem. This talk about limits on the amount of drink you can have in Spain or in Mallorca or wherever, in all-inclusive. What do you know about that?
Yeah, well, I tell you, it's a good thing in a way. Why you ask me that? Well, the reason why is because the local bars and restaurants are sort of being caught here, in the sense, like, if you're all inclusive, you can drink what you like or as often as you like as such, which isn't necessarily a great thing either for all sorts of reasons. But I think that the local politicians in the various resorts, be it Spain or wherever else, they said, well, look at our bars. These people are staying in their hotel all evening because they're getting free drink, and there's nobody coming out to visit our bar and spend some money. And that's the main reason, PJ, behind that.
Yeah, yeah, because they were putting it down to antisocial behaviour in some parts of Mallorca in particular, because Magaluf is one of the areas affected. Not every area is affected. Magaluf is affected. And I was thinking back to the time when Santa Ponsa had the reputation Magaluf had now. They tightened things up a bit for a couple of seasons, and they've turned Santa Ponsa into a wonderful family resort. Is that what they want to do?
They do indeed, yeah. And I mean, we see it on TV or whatever else, on video clips, you know, people locked out of their minds, you know, at 11 or 12 o'clock, mainly a crowd of fellas and some women as well as such. But from that point of view, it's not a good image, and, you know, it causes aggravation. And you know as well as I do, you don't have to be over in Mallorca, that if there's a group of people out together and have far too much drink on it, it's antisocial behaviour. I've seen it in Cork, I've seen it in Dublin, yeah, or whatever else, and we just don't want that. And it is a good idea, but I think the main reason is that the publicans in the various resorts, and I can totally understand that,
yeah,
they're not getting a piece of the cake because, yeah, you're sitting in because it's free.
Yeah, I remember a Dublin couple that had a little pub in Menorca that I was in a few years ago, and they were really in a bad way because there was a little resort maybe a quarter of a mile away had went and done an all-inclusive, and they were losing money hand over fist as a result of it. Yeah, Pat, thank you very much. Pat Dawson, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Your flight is going to get dearer, and your all-inclusive is going to be not so much inclusive as it was. But I do remember I was in Mallorca when the kids were about 5 or 6, and we hired a car. We were in Alcudia, and we hired a car, and we just did the drive, and we did the circuit of the island, as you do, over a couple of days. I remember going into the famous Santa Ponsa and nearly running out of it. Oh my God, nearly running out of it. And then a few years later, we stayed there, and it had totally changed into a fantastic family resort, because they did some limits. The local council there put some limits on things and really tighten it up. And I suggest that's what they're doing with the likes of Magaluf. And Magaluf is a kip. I'm sorry, lads. Magaluf is a dump. But you could turn it into the same as what Santa Ponsa is. It was a brilliant place for a family holiday. Thanks, Pat.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.